Happy Thursday, everyone. It's me, George, and welcome to another episode of Social Blend. Guys, can we just talk about this weather? I am on the East Coast, as many of you know, and this weather has literally been disgusting. We are in May now, and the weather is still cold. It's still, like, weird. It's, like, I'm getting sick. Like, what is this? Like, it has to stop. It's May. Usually around this time, it's beautiful out every day. You want to just go for a walk. You want to have fun. You want to go down to the shore already. And it's weird. It's not feeling like that. So this, it really shows that global warming is a thing. So the people out there that think it's not, this weather out there, it's really proven that, you know, it is not May right now. It's still like winter. So, but regardless, I'm still outside. I'm still going to do what I have to do. And one of those things are always drink iced coffee. Whether it's cold or hot out, I am having this iced coffee. That's what I'm doing. And I want to talk about my iced coffee today because I went to Starbucks, or as I call it, Scam Bucks. And I got scammed again. I did. And this time it was a little different. Really wasn't their fault, but they were, you know, when I go to, I will tell you what I get. I usually keep it a secret because I don't really like telling people what I get, but it's nothing crazy. I just get, you know, an iced coffee with caramel syrup and almond milk because I've stopped drinking milk or cream. And today the lady goes, "Sorry, sir, we're all out of almond milk." I said, "What? You're all out of almond milk?" Like, my heart sank. I was like, "Bitch, no. No, 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 please." Like, I was like, come on. I'm so exhausted. I just need that little kick and I'll be fine for the day. So anyway, I got soy milk and I've never had it in my life, but I said, you know what, let me try it. And it was actually really good. It was sweeter. Well, she said it was sweeter, which I can kind of taste it, but it most likely kind of tastes the same. But tell me how she charged me for the fucking soy. I shouldn't have said that curse word, but for the freaking soy. Now, maybe it's just me, but if you guys don't have something that I wanted, I would think that you would give me the product I had to choose for free since you don't have that item, which you always have. But they didn't do it. Sometimes, you know, maybe every coffee, every barina is different. But yeah, I just want to share that with you guys because that really killed me today and it really ruined the vibe. It truly did. Also, I want to share with you guys that last week I was at the Tribeca Film Festival. I can't believe I didn't go through with that, like, about how I was there. I went with my cousin Matt. Hey, Matt, if you're listening. He thought of the idea. He said, "Hey, if you want to come." I said, "Yes, I love that stuff." So I saw two films. He saw three films. It was one film and one, they call it the masterclass. It's more of a Q&A. And that was really fun. But the first movie I saw, I think it was called Only, that was amazing. Everything from production, from acting, from directing, it was all around a great movie. And I hope someone picks it up, a company. I hope you guys really pick that up and it goes to the big screen because that was absolutely fantastic. I loved it. It was very suspenseful. It was dramatic. It was, you know, a love, you know, story. It was just all around great. And then the second one was a masterclass with a show called, oh no, oh my God, wait, why don't I know the show? It's an HBO show. No, I have to look for it now. I thought I knew it. All right. But anyway, it's a really good show and I started watching it. I had no idea what the show was about, but, guys, I'm really mad that I don't remember the name of it. But But yeah, I had no idea about the show, and we just went to it honestly because it was a freebie. Like, we were able to go to see it for free. So I was like, oh my God, yeah, let's go. And I love stuff like that, like where they get to talk about how they thought of ideas and how they got the show and like stuff like, oh, okay, High Maintenance. That's what it's called. It's on HBO. It's actually really good, and I've been watching a lot of it. And I love it. It's like a weird, it's a different show, a lot about marijuana. And, you know, so I got to see the cast and the creators of it. And they started with the web series on Vimeo. And it branched out to become a show on HBO. And they are on their fifth season, I think. So they've been really going at it. So, you know, kudos to them. That's amazing. And I loved it. So all together, the Tribeca Film Festival was amazing. I love it, and I'm definitely going next year when it comes. Let's get into these topics this week. We have a lot, guys. We have a lot, and some stuff is very just disgusting to me. First, we had the whole Britney Spears thing. Now, if you don't know about the Britney Spears saga, she was put into a mental, not mental institution, but like a rehab facility, I guess, for her mental health, which I thought was a smart thing. I was like, that's a great thing, because her dad, they said, was going through a lot at that time. And I said, oh my God, of course, that's great that she's doing that instead of choosing, you know, medications or stuff like that. Guys, okay, now it is being reported. Let's go back to the past. So she was on that weird thing where, like, they take over her life and, like, finances and stuff like that, and they're, like, allowed to do it, and it's with the mom and dad that are doing this. Well, now, Britney Spears herself confessed to, yes, this is true, and she wants out of this. Like, she does not want to live this life, and they are threatening her nonstop about it, and it's truly disgusting, and I just feel for her. And her manager was just like, honestly, she may never tour again. Now, I've never seen Britney, nor do I want to see her, because I've seen her live on, like, YouTube and stuff like that. She's not a performer, but she's still an icon, and she has those bops and those hits that I would love to hear live, you know, so maybe I will go see her one day. But, you know, it's just really sad that, like, these people could actually do this to a human being, a person, a living thing. And at the end, it was actually her father who's doing this all. So I don't know if the whole thing about her dad was a lie, but honestly, it's looking like it is a lie. Because even when she was in rehab, the father was out and about, and people actually got photos of him to prove it, that he was normal. And he was, like, at parties and, like, not like clubs, but, like, he was at family events or of, like, party gatherings with people. And so, like, I don't know if they're, like, making false statements to Britney, but it is insane. This is really bad, and I really feel for her, because if I was in that situation, I would want out too immediately, because it really takes over her children's lives. At any time, her kids could be taken away from her, and oh my gosh, I feel for her so much. So, Britney, you know, I hope, you know, get a good lawyer, girl, and you gotta break this shit down, because this is really bad. Yeah. Next, we have Kylie Skincare, or Kylie Cosmetics. Oh my God, is that it? Yeah, well, she has, like, a skincare out soon, and it's this walnut scrub, and now everyone's, like, making a big deal about it. I still have no idea why they're making a big deal out of it, but, because I didn't even watch the video. But I guess it's because, like, I don't know, like, they do skin? Like, is her skin good like that? Where, like, she could actually go and promote skincare? Because, yeah, I don't know. Like, if you have good skin, like, Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives in New York, she has her own skincare on. You bet my ass I'm going to buy that. Because her skin is so beautiful for her age. For her age! Come on. She's like, what, 70? And she has this amazing skin, or almost 70. Like, guys, that is who you want. That's who you want to buy your stuff from. So, I don't know. Like, lipsticks or lip kit, lip kits. They're okay. You know, they're whatever. They're money makers, of course. But now her ass is going to come along bringing some skincare when she has her own issues with skin. Like, relax, girl. But at the same time, go where the money is. So, I guess, you know, I want to say nice things. Because if I'm ever, you know, at that point, you know, I want to be friends with Kylie and Kendall Kardashian Jenner Marie. So, I have to be friends with them. But, anyway, that's that. So, Kylie's skincare comes out soon or something. She just is doing videos for it. But, okay, next, we have very exciting news. We have new shows coming, and I love when new shows come. I love supporting actors and actresses with their new shows, because I hate when shows get canceled. It really breaks my heart. So, this new show called Miss America, it's an FX drama, which has Sarah Paulson, Uzo Aduba, Rose Byrne, James Marsden. Yeah, so it looks like a great cast, and I don't know, I think it's just going to be a show about one of them being president. I don't know, but I already love the title, and I love all the actors and actresses in this show, so I'm definitely going to be tuning in. So, yes, I hope that goes. Also, we have, wait, what movie? I mean, what show? Oh, Little Big Lies is coming back. If you guys know what show is, it's on HBO. It had Reese Witherspoon. It had, oh, shoot, I can't remember. That lady that's married to Keith Urban, the actress, and someone else. And I forgot their names, but it's really good. It's a suspense. It's drama. I love that. I love that. Like, those genres are a bop. And I forgot. Shoot, another show. I'm so unorganized. Look at me. I don't know. But what did get canceled is Empire. Empire is actually over. Fox says the sixth season will be its last, and there's no plans for Jesse to be on it or even return. So, yeah, unfortunately, after six seasons, the show is over. I watched, like, one episode of season one, and I left. I was like, okay. Like, not because it wasn't good, but I just forgot to, like, watch it every whatever, like, of the day, the month, of day, the week that it came on. So, after a while, you forget that the show's even on, and now they're on season six, and I didn't even know. So, there's that. Also, I do want to let you guys know, because this is something that's very disgusting. I didn't want to talk about it today, but I felt like I do have to talk about it. So, Janelle, that girl from whatever it's called, T-Mom, the boyfriend or the husband shot their dog and killed their dog. It's a very sensitive topic to me, and because I just really get disgusted with animal cruelty and abuse, neglection, all that. And I'll hurt you if you do that. And so I was very disgusted. This guy is a hillbilly, and he is a disgusting redneck. And he loves his guns. And there's actually a picture right here that I'm looking at of him holding his gun in his bed, sleeping. And anyway, his young daughter was very close to the dog, bothering the dog, and the dog was just a puppy as well. It was a French bulldog, and I have two pugs on my own. They look very alike. They're in the same family. And anyway, so the French bulldog, like, nipped at the girl. Like, really, that was a warning sign of saying, like, you're too close in my personal space, leave me alone. And the father grabbed the dog, threw the dog outside, grabbed his gun, and shot the dog. Like, that is disgusting to me. So, anyway, fast forward to now. Janelle's son is seized from the house. Child Protection Services has taken the child four into custody after the star's husband shot the dog. Though this is sad, at the same time, it's like, why is your husband shooting up these dogs? Like, it is disgusting to me. And honestly, do what you gotta do. So, if you think I'm mean, whatever, I'm mean. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's disgusting what these people do to these animals that have no say, that have no way of help, and no way of nothing. So, I'm done speaking about it. Thank you. Next, the It trailer, It Chapter 2. The trailer is out and it is spooky, guys. It first off, it comes off as like what's going to happen, and stuff happens real quick. You could go watch it on, they have it like everywhere's TMZ. They have it on even the theaters, like the AMC or Regal or whatever, Cinemark, they have it on their websites and you can watch the trailer there. It is very crazy and I'm excited to see it. If you didn't watch the first one, you better watch the first one because it is scary. I loved it, you know, back in the 90s when it came out, and I watched it as a kid. And I was excited for the first one, and now I'm like so excited for this one too because now they're all grown up. Okay, next we have Bill Nye, the science guy. He is very mad at us, guys, because we are destroying Earth. And honestly, I am too. I'm disgusted that we're destroying Earth. So here's a video of him explaining what we are doing to the Earth and how hot the Earth is gonna get. So let's take a listen.
Safety glasses on. By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fucking fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the fuck up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
Can we celebrate? Can we celebrate? That was great. But at the same time, it's a true thing that's going on. And listen, we are killing our Earth and we are killing the environment, especially by killing all of these animals that we're doing. We're killing all these animals from all over the place and we are killing our environment. You have no idea what we're actually doing. It's very scary. And I'm scared to even have children because I don't know if they're going to make it this long. Okay, next, let's talk about the Game of Thrones chaos, madness, whatever you want to call it. So Game of Thrones, I'm still on season one from literally 8 years ago. When did the show start? Whenever the show started was when I watched the first season or the first few episodes. I haven't watched it since because it's too long. And it gets very boring. At least season one, it was very, like, boring. And it dragged on. I'm like, this is too much. And I'm not even into those medieval shows like that. So, I shut off. But every year when it comes around this time where it's like, new Game of Thrones, party at my house, new Game of Thrones. And I was like, shoot, let me get, like, you know, let me watch it and let me get back. And I never do. So now we're on the final season, thank God, because now I could, like, kind of just do it at my own pace and watch it whenever the heck I want, because there's no more episodes that are coming out, unless they have, like, a spinoff, but that's it. But I'm like, when did the whole Game of Thrones madness really start? Because, like, only a few of my friends really watched it when it first came out, and then, like, now, all these years later, and, like, everybody knows about it, and everyone's, like, going crazy, and I'm like, where were you all these years? Because I don't remember you last year or the year before that or the year before that or the year before that going crazy for the Game of Thrones. But whatever, I guess they watched it like I did and it took them a long time and now they finally did it. But go off Game of Thrones. You guys are doing good. $1.5 million for each episode they are making. Can we get a hallelujah for that? Because that's the kind of salary I would love. Team. Next, we have the Jonas Brothers. They have a tour coming out, and guys, the prices of the tickets are just too expensive. I didn't pay $200 to go see Mariah Carey. I am not going to go pay blah, blah, blah amount of money to go see the Jonas Brothers. I just am not. I'm not doing it. It's just too expensive. They are not Mariah Carey, and that's it. At the end of the day, I don't know them. That's what I'm going to say. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was just supporting artists out there. Life goes on, and if you have friends that are artists, you know, you have to know if you're friends with them, how tough it is, like, to even just get a gig or to, you know, have the confidence to go on stage or to, to take their energy and creativity and put it on paper, put it into a song, in a poem, on a podcast. It's just, guys, it takes a lot out of a person to do stuff like that. So really just support your friends that are artists and just lift them up, because this industry is very, very chaotic, and you get thrown to the ground so many times. I've been tossed to the ground so many, I can't even count anymore. And, you know, it's a matter of the fact of, do I just keep going or do you stop? And if you really love what you do, you never stop. You just keep reinventing yourself and keep going, because one day it's going to click and you're going to say, wow, this is what it was supposed to be. And that's why I love artists. Like, I know so many people that are singers, actors, poets, like, writer, just everything. And their minds are just so great. Like, we could just talk all day. And for our creativity, especially when it binds together, it truly creates great art. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. Just support your friends. You know, you may think that they're crazy now, but, you know, when they're making the big bucks later on in life, or when they're happy with what they're doing and they're making a living for it, you're going to say, well, wow, I wish I kind of did that too. So that's it for that. And I wanted to do a lesson of the day before I leave and have you guys off for the rest of the weekend. I just want to let you guys know that it's okay to grow up. I feel like nowadays it's very hard for people to realize that it's time to grow up. And I'm seeing that a lot with the younger generation. Fortunately, I was a young kid when I had to grow up in life and really do things on my own. And, you know, it's not because I didn't have support from my parents. My parents always support me, and they still do. But my parents weren't fortunate enough to have what other people have. And, you know, they wanted me to succeed. And they were kind of just like, you have to do this on your own. We will be there, but we can't help. So though it was very tough for me to do that, I grew up. And I will tell you right now, I'm so happy that that happened to me, because the person I am today, oh my gosh, I'm just so happy that I was forced, it was a force, to have to do that and to grow up. I'm just, you know, it's just mind-boggling how, like, something that you think was so bad really turned into the greatest thing you could have ever done in your life. So, to the kids out there who are forced to grow up, you know, you have to go get a job, you have to go pay for your own school, you have to figure out how you're going to make a living. Treasure that. Treasure that. It might be hard right now. You might be saying, why can't it just be done for me? But listen, you're going to grow up and be so strong, and you're not going to care what anybody says, because you've been through more than what any of those people have ever been through in their life. You're going to grow up to be someone who is grounded and someone who could say, I'm fine with this. This is okay. And growing up at a young age, you learn that chaos is good. Chaos could be a good thing. I feel like people think chaos is just something that's, you know, this noise. Chaos could really be a good thing. And especially with my family, I have a huge family and my house is always chaos. But when no one's home and it's quiet, and it just feels like something is missing. So to me, when there's chaos and turmoil, I take it as, it's okay. This is the life you know. This is fine. You're going to get there. You are going to succeed, and you're going to go to the next step in life. So, you know, think about that. That's your little, you know, that's my little lesson to you. I hope this helps, but I just feel like I needed to say that because especially kids nowadays, you know, with like going to college, like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I, you know, everyone else is going to college. But like, just to let you know, there's a lot of jobs out there. There's more opportunities. There's things that you could do and go at your own pace. You don't have to move with the rest of your crew. You could branch off. You don't have to be in every step that they are too. Life is not a group thing. Life is only about you. So, did that even make sense, guys? Because when I go off, I go off. So, that's what I'm going to end it off with. I hope this helps. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm a mess, guys. This is too much. And I'll see you next week. I might have a special guest next week. I have to confirm it. But if I don't, I will be on here next week telling you about how I didn't have a guest. All right. See you next week.